St. Joseph Housing Initiative got a big push from former Archbishop Robert Carlson.
This was his vision. I think he wanted to leave a legacy for St. Louis. I think he wanted to stabilize St. Louis, South St. Louis.
That's Sister Mary Ann Nestle, board member of St. Joseph Housing Initiative and chair of the development committee. The Incarnate Word Foundation and St. Mary's High School were also founding members of the group. And in a year, executive director Maureen McEwen says they're making great progress.
A year ago, we had house number one. So we're now in house number seven. So three of the houses have been sold. One house is under contract and will close on October 16th. And then we have, currently we have three underway right now. So it's progress.
That's a lot in 1 year.
It's a lot in 1 year during a pandemic.
Dutchtown's total crime rate is about 138% higher than the national average. Sean Spencer with the Tower Grove Neighborhood CDC is glad to see the redevelopment moving south.
Neighborhoods are always changing. They're either improving or they're declining. And the Dutchtown area is in dire need of more stakeholders in the neighborhoods. And those stakeholders are homeowners.
Homeowners stabilize the area, but families often struggle to raise the down payments necessary. Sister Mary Ann says home ownership can actually help them.
Sometimes their home mortgage is less than they were paying in rent. And many times substandard facilities or apartments.
But with a home, there's more stability and safety. In St. Louis City, 32% of black residents own their own homes compared to 56% of white residents, and by some estimates are denied home loans at more than twice the rate of white St. Louisans. Bridget Flood of the Incarnate Word Foundation says the mission isn't just home ownership. It's about community, racial, and socioeconomic equity. The group is reaching out also to the growing Latino population in Dutchtown. I'm getting a tour of a house on Idaho that had been vacant for some time.
We walked in and knew right away that we wanted it because it just has such nice living spaces. It's bright and cheerful.
McEwen says they're moving in first-time homebuyers, so they don't want those folks to be faced with any major repairs or problems.
So we will address all the major systems, all the, you know, the electric and the heating and the cooling and the, you know, all new appliances. And we had to do some pretty significant structural repair to the facade here, and I think it turned out really well. I could show you the before picture to appreciate it, but yeah, it was big cracks in the wall, and that's the kind of thing. You want to make sure that they're really getting a good solid house.
Making sure it's a solid house is general contractor Naeem Gray of Custom Rehabs. He says his goal matches up with St. Joseph Housing Initiative well, creating quality, affordable housing in neighborhoods that struggle and putting good families in those homes.
We've got a city that is full of historic homes that have the history of these neighborhoods, you know, locked within them. The more we're able to save what's there, the better we're able to preserve our history as a city.
What would a home like this sell for to a first-time home buyer?
This will be right about $130,000.
Every homeowner will get a forgivable loan for $5,000 to help them.
Yeah, our goal is not just to put somebody in a house, give them the keys, and say goodbye. We provide ongoing support. We sponsor all of our families and actually require that they attend home buyer education classes. Another program that we're really proud of called our First Neighbors program. So we have a team of 10 people that are neighborhood residents that will serve as mentors to the new families, welcome them to the neighborhood.
Seven houses done, many more to go. Brick by brick, one house, one family, one block at a time. The work of St. Joseph Housing Initiative.